This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. The Port of Port Townsend Board of Commissioners will have a different look in 2022 as two of the three seats will be decided in the November election. The seats are now held by incumbents Bill Putney and Pete Hankey. District 1 Commissioner Putney, serving his first term, will not seek re-election. At 75, he says he's too old to serve another 4 years. District 3 Commissioner Hankey, who is finishing his second term, told KPTZ yesterday that he is undecided about running again but will make an announcement by April 15th in order to give other candidates a chance to consider running. Carol Hassey, a veteran Port Townsend sailmaker who retired earlier this month, announced her intention to run for Putney's seat last week. Putney said he encouraged Hassey to run 2 years ago, calling her a thoughtful, even-handed person. Putney said he was aware of one other person who may be running for the seat. There is no announced opposition to Hankey in District 3. He continues to operate the Puget Sound Express excursion service, which he said had a more successful March this year than in 2019 prior to the pandemic. We were unable to contact Hassey for a comment. A Facebook post announcing her candidacy received 171 likes so far, including Port Townsend Mayor Michelle Sandoval and Jefferson County District 1 Commissioner Kate Dean. Should Hassey win the seat, the board will be two-thirds female, a big step since the first woman commissioner, Pam Petranek, was elected in 2019. Should Hankey retire, Petranek would become the longest-serving commissioner at the beginning of her third year on the board. While its first responsibility is facility maintenance and operation, the port is characterized as an essential part of the local economy. This year's iterations of Port Townsend's normally robust festival season will be mostly virtual, with Centrum and the Port Townsend Film Festival shifting to online options. But the Wooden Boat Festival, in normal times the city's biggest event, is scheduled to hold an in-person event on its regular schedule the second weekend in September. In a press release, Festival Executive Director Barb Traylor said that after a year of living with the pandemic, we know that the wooden boat community and Port Townsend need something to look forward to, something to celebrate. Traylor said that vaccinations are up and cases are down, with talk of normalcy by July 4th. We are not in the clear yet, she wrote, but things are looking better and better. If the pandemic takes a turn for the worse, the festival will alter its course, but it is going to lead with optimism and community spirit. In normal years, the Wooden Boat Festival is the biggest celebration in the county and has been the signature Northwest Maritime event for 45 years. The weekend draws more visitors to the region than any other time of year, and it's busiest time for most businesses, restaurants, and hotels in town. In addition, it is the showcase of everything at Port Townsend and the Northwest Maritime Center represent: craftsmanship, education, adventure, bringing people together, and getting people on the water, according to the press release. While we still need to wear masks and practice social distancing, Jefferson County may be lifting itself out of the COVID-19 muck. There are now 344 cases with no new occurrences since March 22nd, a week ago yesterday. One person is now in isolation, with 39 people awaiting results. Vaccination continues both at Jefferson Healthcare and the Chimicum High School, although there is a drop in supply in order to allow other counties to catch up. After operating two weekend clinics, the Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management does not plan any first dose clinics for the next 2 weeks, while second doses are scheduled for April 17th and April 24th. The DEM is administering the Moderna vaccine, which requires 4 weeks between doses, so these dates cover everyone from the first two clinics. To schedule an appointment, go to www.findyourphasewa.org to check eligibility. Once approved, you can schedule an appointment. To do so at Jefferson Healthcare, go to jeffersonhealthcare.org and click on the top yellow banner. For information about the DEM clinic or help for people who do not have a computer, call 360-344-9791. In any case, registration is required to receive the vaccine. You can't just show up. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.